Reading from Radharasuta Nidhi by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. We're discussing verse number 3. And the concept of this verse is that, of course, the last few verses we've been discussing the Radhika Charana Renu, the Renu or Duli, or Raj, the dust of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet, how Krishna himself worships Radharani's feet and decorates his forehead. The dust from Radharani's feet, and if he sees her footprints somewhere in the land of Vrindavan, he immediately stops what he's doing, stops where he's going, and he rolls in the dust of those footprints. He considers that these are the greatest ornaments and decorations for his body, to have the footprints of his devotee on his forehead. So that indicates how much regard, how much appreciation and love that God has for his devotees. Because Radharani, of course, is a devotee of Krishna, but she's the greatest devotee of Krishna. Parama Vaishnavi, she's Radha. Radha means worshipper, and she's the greatest worshipper. So as soon as he sees the footprints, in other words, the point we can derive in this is that Krishna has so much regard and respect and care for the devotee that even the footprints of the devotee are valuable to him. Tadinam Samarchanam says in the fourth canto, Vishnu Maranam Sarvesham. Instead of all the worshipful objects, Vishnu is the greatest worshipful object, Vishnu Radhanam Sarvesham. But then Tadinam Samarchanam, not only Vishnu is the most worshipful, Aradhanam, the most worshipful of anyone and everyone, but anything related to Vishnu is also worshipful. So what's related to Vishnu? His paraphernalia, his abode, the holy abode. We can worship Vrindavan because it's Krishna's place. We can worship, we can offer artik, we can do puja, we can do seva, Dham Seva, sweeping the Dham, cleaning the Dham. We can worship the Dham as much as we worship Krishna because they're equal. Tadiyanam Samarchanam. So Krishna is worshipping the lotus feet of his devotee. He's honoring it. He's putting the dust of her feet. Generally, people don't want to put dirt on their heads. Not too many people walk around the ground and pick up some dirt and put on their head. Or take someone's shoes. It's a great offense. In the Indian villages, if there's some argument between two persons, if someone picks up a pair of chapels and goes to hit another person, that's considered very offensive. It means that they're really angry or whatever, you've done something really bad. They take a chapel, it means sandals, their shoes, which has all the dirt from the ground. Now Krishna's taking the dirt from the bottom of Radharani's feet and adoring his head with it. It's such a valuable object. So this verse, Saraswati Pada is glorifying and explaining how rare the rarity of Radharani's foot dust. Text 3. Brahmeshwarari Sudurruha Padaravinda Srimat Paraga Paramadbhuta Vaibhavalya Sarvatasara Vasavarshi Kripadra Dristes Tasya Namosti Brishabhanu Bhuvo Mahimne Brishabhanu Nandini Mahimne, the great glories of the dust of Radharani's feet. He says, I offer my obeisances to the glories of Brishabhanu Nandini, the beautiful foot dust of whose lotus feet is rarely attained by Brahma, Shiva, and others, and whose merciful glance is endowed with the most astonishing prowess and showers the nectar of the essence of all human pursuits, love of God. Sarvartasara rasa varshi. So he's glorifying two things here. One thing is the rarity of the dust of Radharani's feet, that even the greatest demigod Shiva and Brahma, they cannot attain it. And he's also glorifying Radharani's glance, that there's the goal of all life is simply to have a glance from Radharani. Sarvartha. Sarvartha Sara. Sara means essence. Art means desirable object. What is valuable? Sarva Artha, the most valuable thing, is to have a glance from Krishna or a glance from his devotee. Radharani, of course, is the greatest devotee. I can remember when we were new devotees and Prabhupada would come to the temple in Los Angeles, and it was the all-consuming ambition of the disciple to somehow get obtain a merciful glance from Gurudev. If somehow Prabhupada would glance at us or look at us, we would consider our life was so much fortunate. so much beneficial, because Prabhupada, of course, had hundreds and even thousands of disciples. In LA at the time, there was 400 devotees in the community, and many people had come from other places when he was there. So there might be 1,000 or 1,200 devotees hanging around or around Prabhupada. So we can remember once on was in one Guru Puja, and we were thinking, of course the disciple is always thinking how to act in such a way to attract the attention of his guru, to very nicely execute devotional service so he'll get the blessings or attention of the guru. As Prabhupada once said, he repeated something from his Guru Maharaj. He said, don't try to see Krishna, but act in such a way that Krishna will be eager to see you and reveal himself to you. And then it becomes easy, because we're finite and he's infinite. So it's very difficult for the finite to see the infinite. But if the infinite deems us fit, then he can easily reveal himself in a second. Without any effort on our part, he could show himself to us. So we would think that the disciple should think, don't try to see the guru, but act in such a way that the guru tries to see us. That he looks at, we act so nicely and behave so nicely and serve so wonderfully that the guru is calling us up and saying, oh, you rendered this service? Or he looks at us. Or who has done this? Who has cleaned my room so nicely? It's so very nicely done. All that, Nisringa Mata did it. Acha. You should call her. You did this? Oh, Prabhupada, by your mercy, you engaged me somehow. I tried my best. Oh, this and that. It goes like this. So once was Guru Puja, and I was thinking, how somehow I have to get a glance from Prabhupada, but I'm nobody and I've never done anything, and I'm not, certainly not doing any proper devotional service. But at any rate, I can somehow try to do something to get a glance, because everyone's looking at Prabhupada, and he's hitting his gong, looking around like this, and it was Guru Puja. Sometimes he would just sit there during Guru Puja and chant japa or whatever. Sometimes he would play the gong also while we were singing Sri Guru, devotees sing. So I thought, well, I'm young and I'm really passionate. So maybe I can use this passionate, youthful energy and just start jumping in the kirtan. Because Prabhupada used to like devotees to jump at a certain point. So I was jumping and I thought, if I can really jump, my mindset was, if I really jump high like a monkey, if I jump like some kind of monkey, then Prabhupada will maybe like notice me. And all these dandas were in front of me. I was a brahmachari. All these dandas were there kind of blocking the way, and I tried to find a place where I could be between two dandas, not get blocked out by the dandas. And so I was jumping and jumping. He probably was looking around and he saw this crazy kid, jumping. He looked straight at me. And I looked straight at him and he smiled, I thought, oh, this is my perfection. Guru David smiled at me. This is like perfection. And becoming a monkey, it was worth it. If you can become a monkey and get the smile from your guru. Many times I acted like a monkey. Yeah, a few times. Not many times, but it didn't come that many times. Los Angeles. So it's like this, that here Saraswati Pad is talking about the effect of the glance of Radharani, that if one kripa drishti, merciful glance, if one can receive the merciful glance of Radharani, then all the desirable objects and everything in the entire world become useless, meaningless, insignificant. It's very wonderful to hear about Radharani, especially during Purushottam month, because we can always talk about art of chanting, which we'll continue to do. Yes. And we can always hear about Chaitanya Bhagavat and other subjects, philosophy, but to hear about the sweetness of Radharani and her own place. And this is Purushottam month, so this is the objective was to act in such a way to please Purushottam Krishna. So they say, if you love me, love my dog. So if I go around and glorify you, you'll be happy. If I go around and glorify your daughter or your children, you'll be even happier. So if we glorify Krishna, we find that he doesn't like it very much. He likes it. He likes to hear his glories. But at least when he came as Mahaprabhu, we stuck his fingers in his ears. And people started glorifying him as God. But we definitely know that Krishna loves, more than anything else in the world, he loves to hear the glories of Radharani. So this is his month. Krishna says, I am this month. I put all my energies, all my potency, I put all power I have to bless, everything I put into this month. So if we do any small thing in this month, then Krishna is so pleased, he will just shower us with an avalanche of mercy, downpour of mercy. So, in other words, like, if you give me something I really want, how much I'll be happy with you. Say I'm sitting in Iraq, and I've been placed there as a computer programmer for 5 years. My wife is in Bombay, and you're my boss, and so you're in Bombay, and you say, actually, I'm going to give my employee a very special treat. So you go and buy a ticket for my wife, and you might make a surprise. You take my wife and say, come on, we're going back, I'm going to take you and meet your husband. So then the boss comes, he calls you in and says, listen, I have to talk to you about something in the business. So then you go to the office, and then he says, now, thing is, I'm very satisfied with your work and I want to give you a small prize. Then he rings, opens the door, and then he brings out your wife. Say, I bought your wife here, and she's going to stay here with you, and the company's going to pay for her expenses. So how much happy you'll feel. You can imagine. You've been there for 3 years without your wife. And the boss has arranged to bring her there. So, oh, this is the best gift I could ever have. So this is Krishna. If we bring Radharani to his ears by glorifying Radharani, how much happy he'll be. And if he's happy, then, oh, by the way, you're in a good mood? You're happy? Well, can you bless me? Now that you're happy, now I gave you what you want. You want to hear about Radharani and you want to, because hearing means seeing, and seeing means being with, and being with means ecstasy personified, Ladini personified, Anand personified. So now that you're happy, can I put in a small request? Because I'm really unhappy. And I'm really sad, and really contaminated, and I'm really far removed from you. Can you please bless me that I can become your pure devotee? So like this is our idea. So maybe tomorrow, due to popular demand and my own demand also, we'll change the timings so that this class will take up more time and other classes will take up less time. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.